I'm Megan Scott, and The Pulse now has a lab rat. That's right, for real science experiments. His name is Zach Seward. He's the editor-in-chief of Technically Philly, and for his old pals at The Pulse, he'll test out the latest health and science apps, products, and treatments. This time, the topic is at-home genetic testing, an exciting frontier of personalized medicine that's also run into some early controversy. Zach visited a local startup that's making it easier for you to know your own DNA. If you want a text result,
Biomeme is situated right in the heart of Nerd Street, that stretch of North 3rd in Old City, Philadelphia, known for its beat-up lofts packed with software developers. And for a growing biotech startup with the big-name backing of celebrity investor Mark Cuban, Biomeme's lab-slash-office setup is refreshingly homey. After all, the company is working to turn your iPhone into a DIY diagnostics lab with the help of a piece of hardware that kind of looks like a brick-sized iPod dock.
You can think of PCR as a targeted photocopy machine for DNA. So we're looking for a specific thing. This isn't sequencing. You know what you're looking for.
That's Max Perlman, a Biomeme co-founder, and that copy machine, that's the dock thing your phone clicks into. As another co-founder, Jesse Van Westernen, explains, the company's pint-sized PCR unit multiplies the specific piece of DNA you're looking for, the phone's camera then analyzes it, and its computing power helps make sense of the whole thing.
Everybody has a genome, and you can have access to this particular test anytime, anywhere.
That's the vision behind Biomeme, revealing things about your genome that might one day impact your health. And I'm here to give it a spin. More specifically, to swish some fluid around my gums and scan my DNA for a specific gene that could tell me things I'm not sure I want to know about myself. Mutations in my MTHFR gene, I know going into this, may make me more susceptible to certain types of vascular disease, dementia, colon cancer, leukemia. Bummer, right?
So Max, talk to me about knowing stuff about yourself that maybe a little bit scary. Like, where do you fall on the spectrum of I want to know everything, or don't even bug me with this information? Where have you come down on that, thing?
Personally, it doesn't scare me at all. It excites me. So, for example, specifically with MTHFR, I was really excited. I knew that, say, in my family, cardiovascular disease ran in my family, but I didn't know why. I didn't know how, and it was really interesting to bring in my family members and have them test themselves. Here, I can do it myself. My daughter, my 7-year-old daughter, can do it herself. Anybody can do it themselves and explore an aspect of their genome. And I think this is just a beginning of the conversation, of the exploration. So this really is the beginning, where you're at the ground floor, and I hope you enjoy the ride.
All right, well, with that trepidation aside, let's go do this thing.
The test starts with a little vial of fluid.
I take my mouthwash, correct?
Yes, the white one there.
Okay, take this one.
And do a few swirls.
So now you're going to put it into the pink cup, spit it in there.
That's the DNA I then parse out into a few smaller vials.
Ooh, now I am getting a little nervous.
The kit itself has special pipettes and plastic syringes that do the same thing as big pieces of lab equipment.
So these little guys, these go into the machine. Is what you're saying.
That's correct.
You pop open the back of the device, drop in 3 tiny vials, type in a few things on the iPhone screen, and
begin experiment. Yeah.
All right, so now it's started, and come back in about 45 minutes.
Okay, cool.
Time to book a room at the memory care facility, I guess. Both my grandfathers had Alzheimer's. I'd rather know. Yeah, I'd rather know.
So we're all anxiously awaiting the unveiling of Zach's results.
Sampling.
This is it. Oh.
Results for Zach test. Well 1, did amplify. Well 2, did not amplify. Well 3, did not amplify.
Did I make it? Am I okay?
So, well 1 amplified. Well 2 did not amplify. So that means that you are wild type, meaning that you have the most prevalent form of the MTHFR gene.
You're normal.
I'm normal.
You're normal.
Yeah.
Woo!
Take
most people are, about 80%, but Van Westernen, for example, is not. He says his MTHFR variant is something he's now talking about with his doctor. The Biomeme co-founders stress that biology is complicated, and no one gene is going to determine what happens to you. That's part of what got the genetic sequencing company 23andMe in trouble. The FDA didn't like how the company was marketing its claims. Me? I'm just trying to figure out what to do with this newfound genomic information.
I mean, you go into it kind of expecting the worst, right? So in the absence of that, I don't know. It's a tougher question. Because now I just proceed as normal.
No, now you test the next SNP.
Roll the dice again? Double down on discovering more about myself?
Yeah. Yeah.
Whew. All right, what else we got?
For The Pulse, I'm Zach Seward.